I've been all across.
Alrighty, folks, I am back here with Ref Ben. Ref Ben, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
I've heard that you're refereeing my match tonight.
I am. I'm very excited to do this. I was actually the first RCW show I was ever part of. I refed your match. It's one of my first matches out there.
So that was here in Radway, wasn't it?
Here in Radway, Alberta, yep.
It was me and the Canadian Grizzly Bear against the NVR.
Yep.
I have fond memories.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not the one that took the snuff pile driver.
Deadly.
Anyway, on a completely unrelated note, here's a wad of cash for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is... These are Monopoly dollars.
Oh.
That just doesn't make any sense. That's not real money, Kyle.
I heard you are a real big mark for Monopoly.
I am. You're right.
And you know, I want my referees to feel happy that they're reffing my matches, you
well,
know?
Well, I appreciate that.
Anyway, how many other matches are you reffing tonight?
You know, I'm on 3 matches this evening. I'm joined by the amazing Charles and Ian Smalls. It's amazing.
We've got a lady ref tonight, too.
Yes, we do. Monster Pro Wrestling's Quinn.
Yep.
I'm not sure of her last name, to be honest, but she's new. I actually trained her briefly when before my departure, so it's really nice to see her out here working with everybody.
Yeah, that's got to be great. I mean, I didn't know you were a trainer of refs.
No.
I mean, hey, if anybody in Alberta's going to do it, I think that you're probably one of the guys that would be most suited for that job.
Oh, thank you very much, Kyle. That's so nice.
You know, I can think of, like, I mean, you and maybe Farron, or Cedric Hathaway the fourth, excuse me.
Yes.
Bleep that out, his real name there. I don't know if he wants people hitting him up. Of course, you got other great refs around here. Like, they're all great. Like,
yes, they are.
There's no refs that are like substandard. I mean, they don't let me referee anymore.
That's okay. That's because you're in the freaking semi-main event of this tonight's event.
Yeah, that's
against
true.
Against the RCW Commonwealth Champion.
Yeah, the belt's on the line, man. Amazing. I can hardly wait. You know, it's going to be a tough night for the old goose. I mean, Matt Hart is no slouch. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, a lot of people just like... They take the goose lightly, and I think that could end up being a mistake for old Matt there.
I'm going to give it a warning to anybody in the wrestling scene around here. That nobody should be underestimating the Canadian goose. I've seen how hard this man works in training and at the shows. This man is not somebody to be taken lightly.
All right. Well, I appreciate all the kind words, brother.
Absolutely. And thank you for the Monopoly money.
Hey, one more thing. You
yes.
just jumped ship to Force.
Yes, I have. I'm now the senior official of Force Pro Wrestling.
Oh, solid. Yeah. Solid. Ben Hebner.
Ben Hebner.
Thank you very much for joining me on the show.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are live here at New Year's Rampage. You're listening to Monday Night Shaw, and I'm here with Taryn from Accounting, making her RCW debut. How does that feel, Taryn?
Oh, it feels so awesome. And Radway seems like an awesome town. The venue's great. My opponent, well, we'll see.
You're wrestling Zoe,
yeah,
right?
She
you guys just had
out.
A match recently. How did that go?
I mean, it was a great match. She bested me, but I think tonight in Radway, she's in trouble.
You're coming for some redemption, eh?
Absolutely. I'm fired up.
Right on. Well, how would you, how do you think your accounting skills are going to help you out with tonight's match?
I mean, I can crunch the numbers. I think I can crunch the faces.
Solid, okay.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, well, that's Taryn from Accounting making her RCW debut. Thank you so much for coming out, and I'm glad to see you on the card tonight.
Thanks, Goose.
Yeah, no problem. All right, folks, we are back here in Radway. I spoke earlier with Taryn from Accounting about her big match tonight with Zoe Seger, and now I am speaking to the PWA Women's Champ herself, Zoe Seger. Zoe, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you, Goose?
I'm doing good. How does it feel to be back in RCW?
You know, it's nice. It's been almost 6 months since the last time I was here. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, no, I feel good because we've had a little bit of a drought on women's action on RCW shows lately.
Yes.
And it kind of sucks. I really like it when we see the ladies lock up and go at it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very nice to see. I've always felt welcome here in RCW, and it's very, very nice to know that the fans want to see women's matches more, so it's very, very good to be back.
One thing I do want to talk to you about is tomorrow night at the PWA Rumble show, you're going to be facing off against Gigi Ray, making
yes.
her PWA and professional wrestling debut. What have you got in store for Gigi?
No, I... Gigi's good. I've seen her in training. She's phenomenal, but...
I concur.
I've
also trained with Gigi, and
yes.
she is fantastic.
But I'm still the longest reigning PWA Women's Champion. I'm still the first ever PWA Women's Champion, and it's not really much you can say against
it. You're going to retire with the belt still.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely, I will.
Solid. Okay, well, thank you so much, Zoe, for jumping on Monday Night Shaw here for a quick one. We'll have to get you down for the full meal deal
absolutely
once these days. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alrighty, folks, we are back here at the RCW show in Radway, and joining me at this time is the current reigning and defending RCW Canadian champ, the current reigning, but I don't know if he's made any defenses of the Top Talent Forever Championship yet.
Just etched in gold, brother.
It is heavy metal, of course. Metal, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great.
You've got KB6 tonight from MPW. How's that going to work out for you?
Hey, listen, man, I've been a fighting champion. I've been taking on absolutely anybody the company throws at me, whether it's KBG, whether it's Lumberjack Larry, whether it's Marky, whether it's Silas Young. I'm ready to take them all on, and I'm ready to beat them all.
Yeah. You even tangled with Joey Ryan this year?
That was last year.
Well, I guess it was within a year ago, but it was technically in 2019.
Sure was. The last 12 months, I'd say, have been easily a memorable one for me, and I'm looking forward to what 2020 has to offer. A lot of guys say it. It's a really cliche thing to say when guys say, you know, 2020 is going to be my year, but I truly, honestly feel that 2020 is going to be the year of heavy goddamn metal.
Well, that makes sense. I want to ask you, bud, one little question, because you have held the RCW Championship now for the majority of the time that I've been around and you've been around in the company. I mean, there's been a couple of little side negotiations where you were not the champion, but for the majority of that time, you have been the champion. Is there anyone you're perhaps worried about? Is KB6, are you sweating him tonight?
You know, I'm not going to undervalue anybody. I'm not going to say that I'm not sweating anybody because, you know, that's when you get caught. Everybody seems to be game. Everybody's coming for my spot. They're coming for my envelope. They're coming for my belt. So I'm not going to count anybody out because, you know, that's when they'll get me. I've been champion for as long as I have because I've always been prepared and I've always been ready to go out, whether it's 15 minutes, whether it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I'm ready to hang with absolutely anybody. And
yeah,
it doesn't matter if it's KBG, doesn't matter if it's Marky, doesn't matter if it's going to be the Giant Orion. I mean, it could be absolutely anybody.
What if it's Big
anybody.
Jess Youngblood?
I don't think we have to worry about that, Kyle. You know, Big Jess is, he's pretty content with his envelopes. He's tearing it up, you know, just underneath me and the rest of the card. I mean, I don't think we have to worry about Jesse. Hey,
okay.
Listen, we're etched in gold, man. Jesse's got all the gold that he needs here with the Top Talent Forever Championship. I mean, it's on my mantle, but he could stop by any time to come pay it a visit or, you know, take some photos with it for Instagram. You know, I don't think we need to worry about Jesse.
Will you rent it to him? Like, $20, he can take it home and take a picture of it in his refrigerator or anything?
No, he can't take it home. You know, it's not that there's no trust. It's just, you know, there's no trust.
Fair enough. Okay. I had to ask because I asked KB6 about his tag team partner, T.Y. Jackson, if we might see a tag team matchup between Wrestling Royalty and Top Talent. But apparently there
is... Wrestling Royalty.
Yeah, that's the name of
the
tag. If
you want to see Wrestling Royalty, Kyle, you were looking at it right here, right now.
Okay, solid enough. Okay. All right, well, that's been heavy goddamn metal.
That's right.
And good luck in your big match tonight, brother.
Thank you so much.
Alright guys, we are back here in Radway, and joining me at this time is the challenger for tonight's huge RCW Canadian Heavyweight Championship match. Ladies and gentlemen, it's MPW's own KB6. KB6, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm good. I'm glad to be here, man. Obviously, you know, you guys have seen what I can do. You know, I'm really excited to get this a championship opportunity, show what I can do. And, you know, I know Heavy Metal, he's a big boy. He's champion for a reason, but I got to go out there. I got to fight. I'm the better half of the Wrestling Royalty, and I got to show why.
You think you're the better half?
How does T.Y. feel about that? Well, we're actually going to have a talk about that on our next coming show, February 1st.
Okay.
He's not here right now. Right now, it's just me. I'm out here to prove something for myself. I said a year and a half ago, I came to wrestling to prove why I'm the greatest and why I'm the king.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that here tonight.
Solid.
Yeah.
All right. I got to say, though, I think that Wrestling Royalty versus Top Talent tag team match, might be some good times.
That could be. That could be. If Jackson can get on the same page with me, then we'll have something like that.
Okay, well, hopefully you guys can work out your domestic differences
there. I would like to fix that. Yes,
yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, bud. All right. Good luck in your title match tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, what'll happen if you win the title? Are you going to take that back to MPW?
I'm going to take that championship with me to MPW, to a bar, to a wing plate. I'm taking that everywhere. When I have championship gold with me, I keep that with me 24/7. Any championship I got, that's my baby, and I take care of my babies.
King Midas right here.
Goddamn, awesome, right.
Awesome, awesome. All right, thanks a lot, bud.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Hello, folks. I am back here at New Year's Rampage in Radway, Alberta, and joining me at this time is the 2019 RCW Referee of the Year. He's got a big smile on his face because I just said that. It is Spence, Charles Spencer. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. How are you, Kyle?
I'm doing great, man. How many matches are you reffing tonight?
Two. I've been having a very slow night for me, but it's nice.
That is. Didn't you ref like 18 matches like last week?
Something like that.
You've got like the Goldberg streak going on where every show he's got like an extra six matches under his belt.
Seems like it, but it's nice to not have to go out there and work a whole show by myself. And tonight we got four refs.
Yeah. We got what's that new lady ref? Her name
from MPW.
Is that Bloody Cooper?
I believe so, but I'm not certain because
I'll have to talk to her too.
Yes.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the show tonight?
So far, so good. Nice turnout. First match was, sounds like the crowd really liked it. It means I liked it.
Awesome.
It's going to be fun tonight.
So what matches are you reffing?
Tonight? Well, I'm going to be reffing Jason Booker. He's making his big return for first time in over 10 years. Mm-hmm. He'll be facing Vince Austin, which is going to be a fight.
Oh, it should be exciting, yeah.
And I will also be reffing KB6 against Heavy Metal Overboard in the main event.
Wow.
That should be a barn burner.
One of the things about poor Charles this year is he tends to get beat up a lot during matches. Are you worried about that happening tonight?
No, but if it happens, I'll just have to take it like I always do. You're right. It seems like people here like to beat me up or whatever.
I don't advise messing with Charles. Old Charles got me with a spear in one match one time.
Yeah. The good old tattoo parlor show last year in Edmonton. That was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed myself too, although my match was technically awful. I think as far as Gaga goes, I had a lot of fun and it was entertaining.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun on that show too. It was
awesome, possum. Well, thanks a lot for joining us, Charles. Thank you a lot for curating the awards there. I was so stoked when I found out that the old goose there won an award. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, give a shout out to Wrestling Glory Days. That's on Facebook. Is there any other ways to reach Wrestling Glory Days?
Wrestling's G Days on Twitter.
Okay, cool. Awesome, possum.
I should cover that.
Sweet deal. Thanks a lot, Charles.
No problem.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the big show in Radway. I am joined by referee Quinlan Hoxley. She debuted tonight for RCW, reffing the big ladies match between the two Force girls. How'd it go?
It went really well. Yeah, those girls are hard-hitting, and I had a good time in the ring, right? And it was a great crowd in Radway.
Yeah, solid. So how long have you been reffing for?
This would be my third show, actually. I started in November with Monster Pro Wrestling, did another show with them, and this is my first one with RCW.
Right on, right on. Little Birdie told me that you might be making the jump into competing soon.
Yeah, I have my first match next week against Sexy Sam in Phoenix. I'm really excited about, so a triple threat for my first match.
My first match was a triple threat
match. Oh, really?
Match.
Do you have any advice for me?
I lost, so,
you know. Still, I'll take any
advice. It was me versus Steven Styles versus Epic Eddie Rude up in Bonnyville. It was a fun time. So you're facing Sexy Sam and Phoenix?
Yeah.
Solid, solid. I've seen those two ladies wrestle, and they're fantastic. Sam has just, like, an amazing wealth of experience.
Yeah.
And Phoenix is, like, super young and hungry. And
yeah, she
I imagine that's how you feel, too. Like, young, hungry. Are you nervous?
Know, like excited butterflies, I like to call them, right? But I ref their last match. I had to disqualify Sam for, you know, using her belt as a weapon. So I think I'm ready to set her straight. And, you know, Phoenix is there. I can take her on too.
Solid. Well, I wish you luck. That must be going down on February the 1st at the Albert Avenue Hall, right?
Yes, it is.
Solid deal. Okay, thank you very much, Quinn, for coming out. Thanks for repping the match. You did a fantastic job from what I heard. And we'll see you next time we see you.
Awesome. Thank
okay,
you so much.
Thank you. Alrighty, folks, this is Kyle Shaw, the Canadian Goose, and I am back here at the show in Radway, and joining me tonight is one of the men in one of our main attractions tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, making his RCW debut, it is Nasty Nate Nixon. How you doing, Nate?
Well, I'm here, so I know you're doing pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah,
so
I'm
you're
good.
Welcome. I could be better, but I mean, I'm in Radway, so you can only be so good, but what's going on?
Radway is a very small, out-of-the-way town, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a crap show to get to. I'm not happy I'm here. I'm just trying to get my cash, beat the hell out of MRB, and go home. That's what I'm trying to do.
So what are you more excited about, your opportunity to face MRB tonight or your opportunity to make your RCW debut?
It's got
to
be a bit of both. I mean, I'm a wild stallion who will go anywhere, right? The thing is, I'm trying to show the world that I am nasty. You know what I mean? I'm trying to show everyone that they gotta respect the nasty one, and I'm gonna do that tonight by beating the piss out of the top talent in the country, the one of the top, most respected, revered, blah 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 wrestlers, Michael Richard Blaze. I'm excited to get in there and tangle. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be nasty.
Do you think that MRB is taking you lightly?
Oh yeah, he's underestimating me, but you know what? I love it. I love it when they underestimate me, because they always do. And then, knee, buck nasty, 1, 2, 3 when it's too late. Just like all the rest, he's underestimating, and he's gonna learn. That is a mistake.
Right on. Well, that was Nasty Nate Nixon from MPW. Hopefully, we'll get him on some more.
I got one thing, Goose. You're fantastic. You're super sick. You know what? You ever want to come to the nasty side, Canadian Goose? We could use you over there, all right? That's something I want you to think about, brother. You ever want to be nasty like me? Screw the people. Screw the geese.
Well, some people, they know that from time to time, the old goose here is the foulest of the water.
I like to hear that.
You know?
I like to hear that.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much, Nate, for joining me. Good luck in your match tonight. You know, MRB, despite the fact you say you're the best, he is no slouch, and you are going to need it.
Yeah, but look how muscular I look, bro.
Yeah, we're back in that same room we were in earlier, and Nate's also, like, distracted by his own reflection. So is Larry.
Oh, screw that. I'm done. You interviewed him? Screw that, man.
All right, folks, we're back here at New Year's Rampage for RCW, and joining me at this time, I don't think he's on duty tonight, but he's at the show.
Yep.
It is referee Ryan Stevens from the PWA. How you doing there, bud?
Good. What about you?
I'm doing fantastic. You recently made your debut in the old clusterfuck there for the Clandestine Society. How did that go?
Oh, I did. It was something else. It was a good debut.
Yeah, how long were you hurting for after that match?
Oh, a while.
Yeah, I saw you take a swift kick to the jaw by Kayla J there.
Oh, I did, and Sydney then proceeded to kill me after.
You're tough though, man. I mean, obviously some badassery flows through the veins of your veins there, because you're actually Michael Richard Blaze's brother.
I am.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that? Like, do you feel like you're being measured up against something that's hard to measure up to, or?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? This is sorry, there's a child here asking us some questions. This is the locker room, bud. Go ahead and go back in there and enjoy the show, okay? Thanks a lot for coming by. All right. Well, Baby Teeth, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast. I know there's a big show tomorrow night for the PWA. Do you know what matches
there.
You're going to be reffing?
Not yet.
Are you going to be reffing the Rumble?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, keep your eyes open. I think that there's a couple of people in that Rumble that like to act pretty sly.
Oh, absolutely.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much. Hello, wrestling fans. This is the Canadian Goose, Kyle Shaw, and I am here with a few of our solid Radway wrestling fans. How are you guys doing today?
Good!
Yeah? What's your name, buddy?
Dylan.
Dylan?
Carl or Ethan.
Carl or Ethan? You got two names?
Yes.
Okay. What about you? I got two names too, Kyle and Goose. What's your name, buddy?
Tyson.
Don't mess with Tyson. He's tough. Iron Mike. What's your name?
Connor.
Connor. And Mom, what's your name?
Kathy.
Are all these your kids?
Just two.
Just two of them. Let's see if I can guess which two.
We're trying to make more
I'm
fans.
Guessing these two right here are your kids.
Yes!
Boom shakalaka. Right on. Well, thank you guys so much for coming to the show. I'm glad you had a good old time. What was your favorite match tonight, guys?
I think yours.
Wow, oh, really?
Yours.
You guys
yes.
are liars. MRB wrestling
yours.
Tonight. Let's honk, honk,
honk, honk, honk, honk, honk.
Awesome, awesome. Make sure you guys get out to RCW Wrestling so you can join in all the fun like these fans here tonight. Thank you guys for coming, okay? Thanks for being on the podcast. It's Monday Night Shaw, okay? All right, folks, we are back here at the New Year's Rampage for RCW, and joining me at this time, this is your second or third RCW show?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this year it's my second one.
There's a mirror in this room, and Lumberjack Larry is distracted by his own reflection.
Man, look how bad my back looks.
How did your match go tonight with Son of Irish?
Oh, unfortunately, came out with a loss, but a little guy decided to low blow me while his father, the Irishman, decided to have a little distraction.
Really?
So
that's kind of out of character for him.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, he's usually like one of the most pleasant, happy guys. Like,
I know, both of them are. I train with both of them.
Do you think it might be like a territorial thing? Like, you got guys coming in from outside the company trying to make the name on people that are here. Maybe he's you know.
Maybe, I honestly have no idea. Maybe it's hormones. I mean, he is like 13 or something, whatever he is.
Yeah, he's a young man, and I'm sure he is having... Do you ever think, like, maybe he gets, like, boners accidentally during matches and stuff? Never mind. That's a pretty crude question.
That's what that little guy was. Oh, okay.
Just almost lost an eye on that shooting star press, eh?
Good thing I didn't take one. But, no, other than that, I mean, he's a fierce competitor. That's all it is.
Yeah. Do you have any inclination to maybe wrestle him again and redeem yourself?
Oh, for sure, for sure. They announced we're back here, I think, April 17th.
Oh, really?
So announced that tag match.
Solid.
So I pick a partner. He picks a partner.
Well, hey, man, if you want, I'm right here.
Oh, we'll see. We'll have to wait. I'll take resumes first, but yours is definitely at the top, okay?
Okay, fair enough, brother. Thank you so much. This has been the Canadian Goose Kyle Shaw here alongside Lumberjack Larry. Always a pleasure to have Larry in the locker room with us.
Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, brother, and we'll see you. When's your next match? Do you know?
The next match will be in Edmonton, Alberta on February 1st, this next Saturday.
That's an MPW show?
MPW, yes.
Solid, folks. Check it out. Alrighty. Thank you very much, Larry.
Thank you.
Alrighty, guys. We are back here at the big show in Radway, Alberta. Joining me tonight is one and a half of the person that was in the opening match. It is, of course, Son of Irish. Also is his father, Chris the Irishman. They're both here. Boys, I heard that you were a little uncharacteristically mean in your match tonight.
Mean.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is mean? I'm Son of Irish, man. I've never been mean to anyone.
Did what we did and we won. It doesn't matter.
How do you feel about Lumberjack Larry coming into RCW after you guys have been here for a while and him trying to make his name on you?
I don't like him.
You don't like Lumberjack
Larry? Not one bit.
He's like one of the most likable people.
No.
Yeah, he came in here and he lost.
Fair enough.
So he's obviously not RCW caliber.
Oh, okay. Do you think that if you guys were to wrestle again, you would also win again?
I won the first time. I will win again.
Who do you think is going to be Larry's partner in that big tag match they announced?
Don't know. Don't care.
Don't care. It doesn't matter.
Yeah?
Who's... It doesn't matter who he brings. Son of Rash will probably beat them both by himself.
You think so, eh?
Handicap if I have to.
Yeah, you haven't reached out to anyone to be a partner?
I got someone in mind, but we'll keep that one.
Yeah, what about you, huh? Do you think that Son of Irish is able to make enough friends to find somebody to actually team with him?
Oh, yeah, he's got lots of friends.
No offense here, but like you're kind of coming across with a bit of attitude.
I don't have attitude. That's just me, man. Son of Irish, that's how I roll.
Fair enough. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, two generations of Irishmen here. Thank you guys so much, and I guess we'll see you at the next show, and don't miss that big tag team match in April. It's going to be some good stuff.
Yeah, it'll be pretty good. We'll be kicking ass again.
Alrighty. Hello, folks, and welcome back to Monday Night Shaw. We are here at the big show in Radway, Alberta, and joining me at this time is a Stampede Wrestling alumni, Jason Booker. Jason, you've been away from wrestling for about 8 years. You're back in the scene tonight. How do you feel?
I feel nervous, I feel excited, but I'm really happy to be here. There's just a great vibe in the building. I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, have you seen any footage of Vince Austin or tangled with him before?
I've tangled with him before, yeah. We met in the ring 15 years ago in Stampede Wrestling. We had a pretty epic struggle back then, and I have seen the way his career has developed over the years, so I'm a bit nervous about that, but I think I got this covered.
Yeah, how did that outing 15 years ago turn out for you?
As I remember, I believe we went 1-1. So,
So you guys had a couple of matches.
We had a couple of matches, and I think we're kind of at a dead heat here, so we'll see what happens tonight.
Solid, man. Well, I want to thank you and welcome you to the team here. I don't know, are you going to be coming on more regularly?
I sure hope so. That's what I'm looking to do, yeah.
Sweet deal, bud. Well, good luck out there tonight, and we'll see you in maybe one day me and you will wrestle.
Maybe.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, bud.
No problem.
Looks good. Barricade just asked how his hair is. Anyway, folks, we are here at the big show in Radway, Alberta. I am joined by the RCW Tag Team Champions. Of course, I'm talking about the 400-pound massive Barricade and Real Talk, Dean Richter. How you doing, fellas?
Oh, I think we're doing pretty damn fine tonight. Hot crowd in Radway, and we ran into one of my former tag team partners. I think he might have got a couple of screws loose up in his head recently here.
Have you teamed with Tony Machete as well?
No. Kato.
Oh, okay.
One half of
Barricado.
Barricado. That's right.
I've heard of them.
Oh, that's a great tag team
match. Former RCW tag team champions. Went to war with them in ECCW back in Vancouver. He had a tough night out tonight. This new kid, Machete, looks like he's a lot of luck to look at. I don't know. We got the win. What do you think there, Dean?
Oh, I would say that about qualifies for Real Talk right there.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, fellas, you guys have been the tag champs for a little while now. Is there any teams coming up that you're worried might take those straps from you?
There's a team or two that I'm worried might take a beating from us. Might give a beating back in return. Who knows? I see that Rivers has got his big sexy beast back with him again. We've been having a little thorn on our side lately from the Celtic Cult, Knight and Son of Irish. Dino, what do you think?
I don't know. I think either way we look at it, things are heating up here in RCW in the tag division, and we're ready for all comers.
Right on, boys. Well, thank you so much for joining me on Monday Night Shaw here. I appreciate the fact that you guys would come on and do this for me, and good luck in your next title defense, okay?
Barricade! I didn't have a choice. Real talk.
Solid. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kyle Shaw, the Canadian Goose. We've just wrapped up the big show here in Radway, and joining me at this time is the Flexus Gainsaw Massacre himself, Tony Machete. Tony, how you doing, bud?
What's up, everybody? It's Tony Machete here.
You were in a big tag team match tonight. You had an opportunity at the tag titles.
Yeah, definitely, I was. I was with Kato, a seasoned veteran. Guy's phenomenal. I'm glad to work with him. Great guy. Put on the show. Unfortunately, we couldn't capture tag titles, but
yeah, it's pretty sad, eh?
Yeah, definitely. Next time
you lost your tag match tonight.
Right on, yeah.
I remember the last tag match you had. You won that one. Maybe you shouldn't have traded tag partners.
Exactly. Yes, I should have tagged with you, Goose. You know, great out there.
Yeah, maybe. But, maybe we would have walked out champions if it had been us.
Exactly right. But hopefully, we could work together again.
Yeah, hey man, I'll be honest though, Kato is fucking awesome, and if you stick with him, he'll lead you to gold, man, there's no doubt about that.
I believe that, I look forward to that, definitely.
Alright.
I look forward to working with him too, against him, not just team up with him, you know, I'd like to see what he brings to the table, definitely, looking forward to it.
For sure. Well, Tony, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me for a minute or two here. Appreciate that.
Thank you, buddy.
Hello, folks. We're back here at New Year's Rampage in Radway, Alberta. And with me now, joining me, making his RCW debut tonight, is Rich King. Rich, tonight they've got you up against the Knight of the Apocalypse. How do you feel about that?
Well, they definitely didn't do me any favors in my RCW debut, putting me up against one of the biggest guys out there. But, you know, I'm always going to be the underdog in most matches I go in, especially being relatively new to the company. So I'm here to make an impact. I'm here to make a name for myself, and I'm pretty excited for it.
I can definitely relate to that. I wish you luck. I have been absolutely destroyed by Kota least twice.
That's one way to psych me up, I guess.
I hope you brought your work in boots. How do you feel just being here in the show, in the locker room, and what? How do you think that is comparative to MPW?
You know, it's comparable. It's the same but different, right? There's different people, so there's different personalities. There's guys I don't see very often. Yeah. There's guys I've never seen before, so I got to meet a couple new guys. It's just having fun with some of the guys back there, getting to know people, picking their brains about certain things. And, you know, especially as a rookie here, it's about not stepping on toes.
Yeah.
Know, I'm here to make a good impression. I want to continue to wrestle with RCW for your guys' spot shows for sure. But yeah, the people are amazing. I'm pumped to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're here too, man. And anybody that comes in with a solid attitude like that is good in my books, man. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for coming. Maybe one of these days, me and you will hook up in the ring. You never know. I'll probably get destroyed by you two.
Don't you say that. You're trying to underwhelm me right now, and then you're going to sneak up and beat the crap out of me.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Rich King. You can check him out. When's your next show, bud?
Our next show in Edmonton is on February 1st, so next week at the Alberta Ave Community Hall.
Awesome possum. All right, you heard it there. Check it out.
Stopping grounds of all my friends and me. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland.